Thank you for joining me for part two of August's Ahmed Spiritual Recovery Newsletter. And the topic for the second part of the newsletter is spiritual autism. And here's another quote. Love your brother and your sister as your soul. Protect them as you do the pupils of your eyes. This is from the Gnostic Gospel of Thomas, Ojin 25. Unless a person, a cause, organization has love for the others, scriptures say it's like having spiritual autism. As we know, autism is a developmental disorder. If all the person, cause, organization can see is the faults of others, the saints and sages tell us that it's a blindness, a developmental disorder of a spiritual kind. They are stuck in their feelings. The saints and sages also tell us that spiritual autism is more painful than the psychological autism, which allows us to see why those of spiritual autism only get angrier and more intolerant towards others as they don't get their way. They don't get what they want. It also says in Logan 25, for those who love, everything exists more vividly. The other is seen in the light. Thus our fellow human beings can be revealed as precious, like the pupil of our own eye, a mirror that allows us to see and know ourselves. In June's newsletter, I opened up with a beautiful poem from the Sufi mystic Hafiz, The Sad Game. The sad game is when we blame others for what is going on without being able to see there are two sides to every truth or some truth on both sides. So how does one move from spiritual autism at one with spirituality? Moving away from hate, moving away from blame, moving away from negativity is a good start. Also by remembering we all have some saint and sinner in us. The world we live in is a world of duality, negative and positive. As I wrote in part one of this month's newsletter, be the peace you want to see in the world also means acceptance, but with discrimination, tolerance with appropriate discipline, and compassion with consequences. A positive move would be step away from talking negatively of your brothers and sisters and the situation at hand. Another is to simply pray and meditate more. The more you want to see unity, the more you'll want to pray and meditate today. Remember, as a great saint has told us, one sincere person in meditation and prayer is more for the world than all the world leaders, humanitarians, and politicians combined. And that great saint was Paramahansa Yogananda. It can be hard for all of us with such a limited understanding and intelligence to take that with those who have been in unity with the unlimited to be that of truth. But the choice is ours. Continue to see the splinter in our brothers and sisters' eye without regarding the log in our own. Or work towards unity, starting with ourselves. With only love and peace in my heart, Michael.